Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you want to have a trusting, loving, and honest relationship with your mother or daughter, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, a Christian clinical psychologist and ordained chaplain, better known as Dr. Bessie. My co-host and I will share God's expectation of a mother and daughter relationship to help you with your healing process towards your best mother and daughter relationship according to the Word of God. So sit back with your pen and paper or recorder because we are coming after your heart.
Hello and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables. I'm Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you for joining us. This is an exciting time. I keep saying that a lot because, you know, they say what you want. That's what I tell my clients. Say what you want. You want excitement in your life? Say it. Want to be all sad and drab, say it. Whatever you say, you get what you say. That's what I used to teach my grandkids when they was little. I'd tell them all the time, you're going to get what you say, so be careful with what you say. And then, of course, how many times have they said to me, Nana, be careful what you say, because you're going to get what you say. So that goes to tell you our children are keeping an eye on us, and they make sure that they remind us of what we have said to let us know you're out of order too, Nana, you know. So even to this day when they're grown young men, I constantly remember educating them and using that same message from them back to me to be careful with what you say. So thank you for joining us. I am excited. It is an exciting time to share the word of the Lord. We just have to pray. So I'm going to bring on my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Hi, audience. How are you guys today?
I'm fine. You sound a little muffled right there. Deborah, you on? How are you?
Yes, I'm well. How's everybody? I'm well.
All right. Good. Thank you all for coming on. Let's see what the Lord has for us to say today. I just want to thank the audience for joining us. It is very, very, very important that we pray. And when I say we pray, I'm talking to every mother and daughter out there around the world, father and son. Even if you just can't say, but just, Lord, have mercy upon us under your breath. Pray, because there are so many things happening right now. And the way to get to God is to pray. And so in order to do that, we just got to keep talking to God. You don't have to, you say, well, I can't talk to God. I'm on my job, or I forget to talk to God. You can remember to get on all the social medias. You can remember to text. You can remember to do all these things. You can remember to pray, to help us, to bless each and every person. If everybody just said, God, have mercy upon us, I'm telling you, we will see a shift and the energy in the world, all the killings, the shootings, and the weather, and the fires. Come on. Open your eyes. Open your heart and realize these are signs. And all we can do is go to God. He's the creator. He's the master plan. He knows how to stop it, how to. He's just waiting on us to believe. So I don't want to preach to you. I just want you to understand that if we collectively come together and reverence God, I believe that he would move. He would make a shift in what we're going through here on this earth. So with that being said, Deborah, would you give us the prayer, please?
Yes. Dear Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us this day and in the past and the things to come. We thank you. We know we're not worthy, but, Lord, we thank you that you do it anyway. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all that we need, our food, shelter, a mind to do right, a mind to want to be used by you. We thank you for all that you do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deborah. All right. Well, I'll start with you, Deborah. How was your week last week?
My week last week was pretty average, nothing major, no extracurricular projects, no grants to do, no, you know, it was just a regular week, and it went by pretty good. I think I'm finally getting the hang of this thing of just not talking when I feel it brewing. And I'm getting the hang of it, and I'm liking this thing because it's showing that I'm growing. So I'm able to just look back week to week and just see what God is really carrying me through with that 0 to 10 thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The hardest population. So it'd be very challenging at times. But I think by George, I think we're finally getting it.
You know, it's good when you can see how you're growing. You know, you look back and you say, man, 2 weeks ago I would have handled that differently. Yeah, and that's what it is. You know, we don't want to go through these tests. It's a test. It's a test to grow you up, to move you to the next level. And when you can see yourself growing without somebody else having to tell you, what a blessing that is. And I can only imagine God is so pleased with you because we're all striving, as Paul can say, to do better. So that is good news, Deborah. Cynthia, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I dare not complain. I'm still coming off of an amazing weekend. For those out there who don't know it is that we do, we have a Bible college, a mother and daughter Bible college. We had our sixth graduation this weekend, and it was absolutely amazing. God was in the room. My week was good. It was busy leading up to that event, but you know what? I wouldn't change a thing. It was a little tight, lots of moving parts, but we got it all done, and the graduation is over, getting ready to start the new school year in September the 5th. So we're excited for a new school year. That is the Mother and Daughter Bible College. Anybody out there interested in getting their college degree, go to matriarchnow.com, and you too can be a graduate of the Mother and Daughter Bible College. It's approaching fast. If you want to get that degree, we can help you start where you stopped. So thank you for asking. How was your week?
My week was parallel with your week. You know how we do it. Well, when I say parallel, mothers and daughters out there, you know, we came down to Fort Pierce and we did a crowning. We do the matriarch crowning ceremonies. So if you have a matriarch and you want us to crown them, if you have an organization, if you have a church and you say, wow, we would like to honor the matriarchs in our family, our church, our community, the woman on our street, you know, whoever that is the matriarch that you see is the person that helps keep that organization, that family together, the one with the wisdom that everybody goes to because they know if I go to this particular person, I'm going to get some common sense, some spirituality, and something that I can move in the right direction. So we did that on the 19th and then left from Fort Pierce and came on down to South Florida, and we've been here for the graduation. The graduation was Saturday. It was absolutely amazing. Out of all the graduations, I think this one was the one that was the most, I wouldn't say it's emotional, but spiritual. All of them are great, but it was just something very special about this particular one. And the ladies all graduated, and they were all honor students. And they came out of the prison system out there, mothers and daughters. I want you to hear this. These are women that coming out of the prison system, going back into the world, work release, back into the world that we have been working with for 10 years. And the last person that came out, that graduated, came out last Friday. I think it was the 11th or something like that, 11th or 12th, and graduated this past Saturday on the 26th. No, she came out, the Friday before. So, the date, I might have it mixed up there, but she came out the week before graduation. And that's amazing when you can be in prison for years and get out and be able to walk across the stage with an accredited college degree. That's what we offer. So, Cynthia is our dean. And like she said, you can go to matriarchnow.com, go to Bible College, fill out the information. We'll get back with you. There's no reason for you to not finish what you started. If you started your college degree and for some reason you couldn't get through it, didn't have the money, got pregnant, life happened to you, it doesn't matter the age. You can start where you start. And the good news is that God has given you the education. The only thing you have to pay for is your administrative fees. So there's no reason that you should not finish your college degree. So with that, we are still moving along. We have the Mother and Daughter Television on the Now Network every Tuesday night at 7:30. And then we have the radio at Heaven 101 in Charleston, South Carolina, every Saturday at 3:30. So we are very, very excited about the fact that God is using us to pass the word on. And so we are here today, ladies, and our topic is the importance of an educated mother. So amazing, Cynthia, when you came in and started talking, I thought she don't even know what the topic is. The importance of an educated mother. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'll come back and pick you ladies up, okay?
Okay.
Mothers and daughters out there, when we're talking about education, when I was sitting here getting ready to do the show, I'm always asking the Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to talk about? What is it that you want to say through me? And then he gives me a topic. We don't plan. We don't even talk about the subject matter. I never give them a subject matter until we get on the radio. And 9 times out of 10, I don't get it but a few minutes before we get going myself, because I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to tell me what to talk about. And so when he said the importance of an educated mother, and I can only imagine why the Holy Spirit brought that topic to mind, because we just came out of a graduation with women that have been in prison 5, 7, 9 years. And to come out, of course, they've had courses they were taking. They were taking courses that gave them certificates. But when God asked me to build a Mother and Daughter Bible College, what he was saying to me is that you all are in there. That's Cynthia, the co-host, and I. You're in there, you're doing workshops, and you're giving them certificates. And what are they going to do with all of those certificates? We just move along with the trend. We're doing personal development courses, and we give them certificate for completing that. And he just stopped me one day and said, what are they going to do with all those certificates? Because when they come out into the world, you can go and say, I was in prison and I have 25 certificates. And we have seen some women that come in with 20 and more certificates over 9 years, taking the various classes and things that's coming through the prison.
But what is that going to do for them? The world is not recognizing certificates. They are recognizing an education. So when God asked me to do it, I told Cynthia, I said, this is what God is asking us to do. And it wasn't something that we went and just copied someone else's model. We had to really create our own curriculums, our own syllabus, and listen to the Holy Spirit. And it has been nothing but a joy to be able to see those women come across the stage. And we have a television network. And if you go to matriotnow.com, you will get to see some of the shows on that network. We're going to put together some of the footage from the Bible College, and we're going to turn that into a presentation so that the world can see what and how these women are coming out, and they are very smart women. They are determined to change their lives. And I look back at it. Most people know Judge Mathis. You know, he's the judge on a popular show, Judge Mathis. And Judge Mathis tells his story that, you know, he got in trouble, went to jail and went to prison, and he came out and he went to school, became a lawyer, and from a lawyer to a judge, his life is totally changed. How many people realize or think about Judge Mathis as being a prisoner? That's the farthest thing from your mind. Because when you see him, all you see is success. You see the success that he projects before you. And that's what we tell the ladies that are coming out of the prison. Change your picture. Let them see that you're a different person. But if you come out and you're wearing the same attitude, you're wearing the same conversation, you're wearing the same thoughts and visions, they're going to say, oh, that's just Mary. She's, you know, same old thing. She'll be out for a moment and watch and see. She'll be back in prison probably before a year, because, you know, we like to put our mouth on people. You like to say something negative. Oh, she won't be out of prison long. She get back with that, you know who, and da 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 da, and then you start predicting and prophesying and prophesying and putting your mouth on people, and instead of saying, wow, she went through, she did her time, let's pray that, you know, things have changed, she's going to be a good mother, she has her children, you know, lift the person up. That's what the college degree will do for them. And to see them write their own speeches and to stand before a graduating crowd and actually read from their hearts how they feel about graduating and what they want to do. And not only do we help them to graduate, we help them find better jobs. Because now when they come out, they can write an APA paper. They know how to write a college paper. They know how to sit down and entertain someone in a business meeting. They know how to teach a class. So why are we saying all of this? Our topic is the importance of an educated mother. All of these women are mothers. One mother graduated. She has 7 children. She just got out about maybe 6 or 8 months ago. 7 children. One lady that graduated, she has 4 children, and I think it's 12 or 13 grandchildren. Now getting ready to have a great grand. So you're not talking about teenagers. You're talking about women that says, you know what? This prison is not going to break me. And if you are in prison and you're still struggling, you can come to Matriot Now, go to Matriot Now, go to the college and sign up. Education is the key. So when we're talking about an educated mother, I'm not going to just keep hounding on, you know, the Mother and Daughter Bible College, because that was not the intent when I started out. But I need you to know that you have the opportunity if you want to take it. But when we look at the importance of an education mother, the way the Holy Spirit spoke to me about it is that if you are not educated, mother, you can't educate your daughter. Because we cannot give our daughter what we do not have. You know, we want to say,
oh, well, you know, I was going to college, but
if you don't get your education, it's going to be hard for your daughter to believe in education. And when I say that, it takes me back to Ezekiel 16:44. As is a mother, comma, so is her daughter. And education comes in a lot of different ways. You can have education from life experiences. You can have education from the books that you've read. You can have education from the wisdom that God has given you. You can have education from reading the Bible and getting revelation. You can have education from following a spiritual person that is having you in Bible study, the conversation. Education is increasing your knowledge. But the greatest education for any mother is to learn how to love, to learn how to forgive, to learn how to listen to their children, to learn to apologize, to learn that you are not a perfect human being and that you're subject to error. And when you learn how to display the innocence of being a human, although you are a spirit moving around in a body, a human body, the human body makes mistakes. And as a Christian clinical psychologist, I speak to my mothers and daughters. I specialize in mothers and daughters' relationships. And over the 24 years, I'm telling you, mothers and daughters, I've seen a lot. But it's that one thing that can break the yoke, and that is that apology. When you can forgive, please forgive me. I am so sorry. Can we start over again? It makes a shift in your mother and daughter relationship, or your mother and son, or your husband and wife, or your friends. When you can apologize and mean it, it will take a shift in that relationship. Be willing to apologize. Be willing to forgive. Because God said the first commandment is love. So mothers, if you're not educated, there's no excuse. There are people you'll see 80 and 90 years old walking across the stage because they were determined that was one of the things that they wanted to take off their list before they left. They wanted to complete that. But then you have the advantage of showing your granddaughter and your great-granddaughter and your grandsons that it's never too late. You can always make up your mind and you can change your life right then and there. On a dime, you can just say, you can change your mind. You change your mind, you change your life. Right now, I'm not doing that anymore. How many times have you said that? I'm not doing that anymore. That's it. I'm done with that. And once you change your mind, you changed your life. So think about it. Education is the key. So let's get in here and let's get with Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, I tell you what, good stuff as usual. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was just listening to you and the way you was expounding on it, and I believe that a lot of opportunities will be granted when you have furthered your education. So people say, why go to college? I can get a job anywhere. True, you can get a job anywhere. But when you excel and master certain skills and you have extra education and more intense learning, you have more to bring to the workforce, which is very competitive. So it's really important that you try to up your game, you know. Oh, Mom, you need to up your game, you know. You need to, you know, because these days the price of of just the rent alone. You working two jobs, and when you working two jobs, you ain't home watching them girls.
Right.
There's a lot of benefits to getting a good job. You don't have to work a lot of hours. You can get one good job, get one decent income where you ain't starving, you got some left over, and you can stay home and raise that daughter, because what's going to happen is somebody going to get her ill. Why
right.
are you working? Why are you trying to make two part-times a whole? It's important to invest, make the investment. It's worth the investment to go the extra level of education and to get a better chance of beating your competitors at a better job, paying better, where you don't have to try to work two full-time or part-time and a full-time, working $10 here, $12 here, $9.30 over here, and some change and a couple dollars worth of tips and, you know, just the whole scenario to go with trying to make it happen. So, you know, I'm not a mother, but I'm a child, and I believe that I enhance my opportunity to get better jobs because I got the degree, and you know, I can get in a position to where I could say, hey, this is what I want, because I learned the super management, supervision and management. I learned how to supervise. I learned how to do those things through going to school and then hands-on. So there's a great benefit. And like I say, there's a couple pros why you would want to get the best job you can get. And that's less time you got to be out the house, and then you can be in the house educating the daughter how to be what she need to be as she go into the world. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, and Deborah, you know, when I came to you first, because you have a story to tell too. And I know you don't want to go through your whole story, but you started out, and like you said, you had to learn to do the things to convince yourself that you were capable to even go to school. And now you have accomplished so many degrees simply because you decide to change your life and decided one day, I'm going to make a difference. Can you expand on that just about a couple minutes?
Yeah, so one day I was talking with a friend, and she was like, I'm going to school, I'm going to go to school. And then so one day she said, what did you sign up for school? I said, nah. You know, and then I went home when I was alone, and I started to think about it. And I started to say, you know, this GED just ain't doing it for me. It just ain't taking me where I need to go. And so let me invest in my career. Let me invest in my livelihood. And I was a dropout, a middle school dropout. So there was some resistance there. There was some feeling inadequate. There was no self-esteem. And so I just pray, I said, God, I'm going to give it a shot because I would like to further my education so I have better options. And so I entered into the college, I believe, 2012. And I didn't score high enough for the placement, but they say you can go, but you got to do the prerequisites to get to the college level. Long story short, went in after being a middle school dropout, got a GED later down the line, and I got in, and I just prayed, and I just did one semester after another one, and I was intense about it. I was disciplined. I was determined not to have to repeat again, and God gave me favor. You know, I said, Lord, I'll never do a paper. I'll never turn an assignment that's not mine. I'll do it with integrity. When the teacher ain't looking, I won't be wandering in my eye. I won't be saying I wrote a paper and turn it in. I won't be asking people to do my homework. And so I practiced that level of integrity, and God blessed me to be not only a graduate, but a graduate with highest honor, receive a couple of scholarships, they inducted me in, I'm trying to think, what was it, student success. It was so much. Just know that it was God. It was God. And he allowed me to be at the head of my class. You're talking about a high school dropout. You're talking about a runaway. You're talking about somebody that only had an average understanding. And so he blessed me to be able to go to school 8 years and get 3 degrees and come out. And now I teach other people how to be disciplined, how to be determined, how to pray before they do assignment, how to do their own work, how to just study and show up, how to put in what they want to get out, not just show up and can you help me out? Because they used to start and want to use me. I know you got, I said, you know, no. Now, I made myself available for the study group. I won't make myself available to cheat. I made myself available for the study group. In other words, I'm here to help you, but I'm not here to cheat because God say cheat and go both ways, giving and taking answers. And so I had to remember that. You don't get to give nobody the word and the answers and all of that because that's cheating. And so God bless me to be an honorable student, and I thank God for that. And so now, like I said, I go back and try to encourage other people to go to school and advance their opportunities to get a better paying job.
Yeah. And look at you. That to being on the radio as a co-host, you're actually helping the clientele that the clients that same segment of people that you experienced in your past life, being able to help somebody else because you walked that path. See how God have used you and blessed you and honored you because you made a decision, I'm going to change my life. So thanks for sharing that, Deborah. You know, an audience out there, you're just getting just the skimming off the top of it, you know, of the things that she has accomplished. But we're saying this because God is speaking to someone out there. He's telling you, you have got to make a change. He said to study to make yourself worthy. And if you're sitting back and you're trying to get your children to go to college, you want them to have the best life, what are they seeing through you? What are they seeing you do? Because you are the model. If you're not reading a book and haven't read a book in 40 years, then it's hard for you to tell them you need to read and get your homework out. Read something. If it ain't, if they see you reading the Bible, you've got to set the example. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Cynthia, jump in there.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I'm sitting back here and I'm just listening to Deborah, and Deborah knows I'm so proud of her because Deborah was one of my first students at a facility that I was at. She used to stand off in the background. I saw her standing back there, but she was thirsty, and I knew she was thirsty. I didn't think she wasn't listening. I know she was listening, and I am just so proud of her. This is someone who got 3 degrees in the last several years. You've got to clap up for that because she is such an amazing woman of God because she has grown, because she has chosen to be more than the sum of her past. She is absolutely amazing, and we just love her. And she is part of this organization and other organizations where she is an advocate for people who struggle to exist. And you got to also give her all the claps for that as well, because it's hard to work with a resistant population. It's the hardest population to encourage because they don't have internal motivation. You have to keep priming and pumping them to do what it is that you think grown ups need to do. But I go back to Saturday's graduation, Dr. Fletcher, and Saturday graduation, that was one of the graduates, her daughter shared a post on Facebook after the graduation, after her mother sent her pictures, and she said this, my mother made the best of her circumstances. Now, this, again, Dr. Fletcher has pointedly stated that these are women that came out of prison, so she didn't let prison do her, she did prison. She came out better than when she went in. And so when you can find that kind of determination for change like Deborah and all of our graduates this weekend, it's what makes a difference. And if you mothers don't make the difference, this is what happens to your children. Sit back, take a note, because this is what happens. Children are miniature use. And the home is dysfunctional. When in chaos oftentimes when we try to insist that our children do things that we're not willing to do, it makes you a hypocrite. It makes you I like, why she want me to study and she won't study? They are oftentimes afraid that their friends are going to find out that their mother and father is not educated.
sometimes the children linger at all of these effects and all of these negative situations. It follows your children. It's not just about you. And see, that's the thing we as a people don't understand. If we don't make a change in our lives, how it's going to become a generational curse. It's a generational curse to raise children and don't give them the best. And what is the best? When I say the best, I'm talking about the things that you dream about, the things that God says you can have. That is the best, because there ain't nothing you can't have if you choose to do what you need to do. With regard, when I say there's nothing you can have, come on now, I'm not talking about things and stuff and all that kind of craziness. I'm talking about that abundant life that God tells us that we can have. And it can include some stuff and all of that stuff, but really, what happens to yesterday's generational curse, if you don't deal with it, it'll deal with you. And if it don't catch you, it'll catch your children. That's just the nature of the beast. Children are expected to do what you want them to do, but you too should be expected to come up. Like Deborah said, you got to come up. Come up in your game so your children can be proud of you. I can only imagine how our graduate felt when her daughter made that post, because that suggested my daughter is proud of me. She put this on her media site. She put this on her media site. The pictures that she sent us and the thought that came behind that picture was amazing. And the smiles that we saw this weekend with the mothers that graduated. They send these pictures all the way to what's the island? I can't even remember the name of the island. And everybody was congratulating them and telling them how proud they are. And who don't want people to be proud of them? Who don't want their loved ones and especially their children to be proud of them? So mothers, we have a job to do. And our job is to simply to do what it is that we need to do to come up. So what is it that the Mother and Daughter Organization do? We are addressing the need for education. Education is key to economic empowerment. We are committed to serving and providing higher education to the needy and deserving women students by awarding them with scholarships to complete their education, which will make them independent and self-reliant. Education will make you independent of other people, programs, and the world. It will give you a sense of self where you know that you can pull it off for you and your children if no one else comes about to be your helpmate. You will be able to take care of your children if you simply choose to get your education. Thank you for letting me share, Dr. Fletcher.
Wow. Well, that's coming from our educator, our dean. She is definitely an educator and very serious about what she does with these students. And it's just an honor to have Cynthia as the dean, and she puts her heart into it because we're about change. And so when God came up with the importance of an educated mother, because an uneducated mother are going to raise uneducated children nine times
out
of ten. Now, what will happen is that every once in a while, your child will meet a teacher or meet a significant person in their life that God will send that will tell them, you can do it. Don't worry about where you are. You can do it. You study. You ever seen a child coming out of an environment where everybody think that they're all going to just drown, they're never going to be anything because they live in this community or that community, and yet you see someone come out and they shine, they become a basketball star, a football star, or going to Yale, or, you know, the young lady is at Spelman, you know, Howard University, all of these universities, Penn State. And they came from an environment that should have, what, held them down. But see, God will send you someone or send you a message when he's trying to tell you, I'm here, I'm giving you something. That's what this Bible college is all about. let's just be honest. This is a gift from God. This is not a gift from Professor Oliver or myself. This is a gift from God. And we know it. That's why we work it like we work it, because he's saying to us, now I want you to open it up to all the women. You said, well, I didn't go to prison, or I'm not in prison. How can I go? Now we open it up to any woman that want to finish her college degree. And if you have credits out there and you say, well, I have some credits. I went to school. I got 33 credits. And but nobody won't take those credits. We'll take them. We will take those credits and we'll bill you an in and show you how you can finish your classes. And you can get an accredited degree in 12 months. Oh, you're going to work. This is not a game. But we will make sure you do not fail. That you can depend on. If you do the work and you follow the instructions, you're going to complete that degree. It happens every time. If the women in prison can do it and they got to work a job, they got to follow all the rules, they got to go to count, sometimes they're shut down. We work around all of those situations to get them across that stage. And
amen. So, and then Dr. Fetch, allow me to say this. Don't be deceived out there, mothers, who's saying that I'm not in prison. For prison walls do not make a prison, for we have been imprisoned by our minds. And if you're not doing everything that you can do to be your best, you are imprisoned. So don't take it as though you're not in prison.
Yeah, that's good, Cynthia. That's good, because, you know, we can create a prison and then beat ourselves up. People are going to think, and I'll go with myself, you know, and I'll just kind of enhance this, mothers and daughters out there, for you. You know, when you hear Dr. Fletcher, you're thinking, oh, well, she just went straight through and she didn't have, oh, no. I was telling, God had me to tell my story on Saturday. I was the keynote speaker, and he wanted me to break that thing down. You know, I didn't want to go back to school. But what God said to me, what I need you to do, I need you to go to school, because there are pockets of people that have certain requirements and restrictions, and you can't come into our club because you're not an attorney. You can't come over here because you're not a judge. You can't come over here because you're not a school teacher. You know, everybody has these little pockets. But that's not the point. The point is, what pocket does God have you prepared for? Why did he send you here? Find out, what is it that you sent me here to do, God? And it may require you to get a higher education. You know, you can't go out there and build a computer if you never went to school to learn about IT. You can't bake a cake if you wasn't taught. You can't raise your children if you're not taught. And you certainly can't raise them the way God wants you to raise them if you're not asking God for the instructions. If you want to raise your children, you're the matriarch. You have a daughter. That daughter is looking at you. Keep in mind, it's not so much about you and your daughter. And this is what I tell mothers and daughters all the time. It's about your grandchildren. See, when you start having grandchildren, there's a shift into your spirit. God takes you to a different level of love. And that's why people say, oh man, until you become a grandmother or a granddaddy, you don't even know. No, you sure don't know. But it's a shift. And God knew exactly what he was doing. And now you want to love those grandchildren better than you love your children, because you're trying to make up to God, or you know better now, and your children are saying, no. You wasn't very good to me, so I'm not going to let you ruin my children. So there comes in that apology, that hug, that forgiveness, because you got to look at the next generation. Are you going to let your family keep going down the same path? Or are you going to say, you know what? I have got to change. I am the matriarch of this family, and I have got to set the example.
and it's never too late for me to change. And I know some of you are thinking about this as we're talking tonight. I know some of you are. But don't let your friends, don't let your church family, don't let your neighbors, don't let your husband, your wife, your children talk you out of going to God for yourself and finding out what God would have you do. Because you're going to have to stand before God and you're going to have to answer. And it won't be, well, you know, I was going to listen to Dr. Bessie, but, you know, she came on for a couple weeks and then she just left. So I don't know. No excuse. You can't blame anybody. But I'm telling you, you won't start living until you find out what God has for you to do. And you stop moving in that arena of what God has for you. Your life will change. You will feel like you're just floating around when you're doing what you were sent to do. Deborah?
Yes, that's good stuff, ladies. Another thing I wanted to say was often when mothers go back to school, it's very encouraging for the daughters. You got young daughters coming out of high school and they see their mom going to school. It's like a motivator for them. If my mom can do it, then I could do it. Like, my mom is much older and got a whole lot more on her plate, and she's going to school, she's going to work, she's coming home, she's cooking, she's parenting, she's got a spouse, she has a whole lot, but she managed to do it. It's like giving them hope that they could do it, because, you know, they come out at high school, they're like, I'm so burnt out of 12 years, I don't want to do it, I can get a job, I don't have to go. True, you don't have to go. But if you want to live the kind of lifestyle that we usually like to live, like eat what we want to eat what we want to eat at, dress what we want to wear and stuff like that, you're going to have to, you know, step your game up again, because I was just looking at something online and it was talking about the pay versus a high school, somebody with a high school education and somebody with a bachelor's degree, and it was saying a high school education is like 30-something thousand, but with associate's degree alone was like 47,000, and your income, so that's like $10,000-$12,000 more that you could make a year just with associate's, and then the bachelor's, it was talking like 60,000. So, you know, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. People will pay you for what you know. The more you know, the more you can get paid. And so, like I say, the moms encourage the kids by doing it. But now she done raised y'all, and she ain't got to be there to wipe your diapers no more. You're all up and grown, so you say you're grown. And you're in an age where mom ain't got to be right there waiting on your hands and feet, and now she want to go back and pick up her career. And you could be motivated by watching your mom. And so I just encourage everyone. I didn't want to go to school, but once I got in there, I started liking it. I started saying, "Well, I got a new set of friends." I was the oldest one in my class. I hung out with all the young ones because me leaving home early, I missed growing up. And I was just like a kid with my bike pack. They go, "Where you going?" "I'm going to school." "Oh, you couldn't tell me nothing." "Wouldn't be sick, going to school sick." I remember one day I was having spasms. I was having spasms in my right arm, and I was riding a bicycle to catch the train to get to school, and the spasms were so bad that the only way it would feel good or feel better was the hand was up. Now, on my bicycle, I only had one set of brakes that was on the hand that had the spasm. And so I would raise the hand, and I would just be saying, "Why the hand was up? Oh, Lord, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I'm in pain, but I'm going to school. I praise you." And then I put the hand back down and catch the brakes for the next corner and put it back up. "Oh, Lord, I thank you. Press my weight no matter what. Press my weight no matter what I went through. I don't care if I was sick. I don't care if I was upset. I don't care if I had a bad day at work. I don't care what was happening. I'll tell my boss. She knows when it starts getting like 4:15, any project ain't done, I got to get to school. No, I can't be late." So, mm-hmm. I mean, I took it serious, and it has this great reward. So I encourage you to seek God and ask God, "What can I go to school for? What do I like to do? You know, tap into what you really like to do. Don't just go and get into anything, because then you might not see it through. So what you like to do, tap into it. You know, let them pay you for what you need to do.
You know, that's it. Get paid.
That if you're missing it, they can say you leave your money on the table, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't be lazy. All right, ladies, this is it. Mothers out there, the importance of an educated mother. There's great advantages because you want to be able to leave a legacy for your children. And knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Once you get that knowledge, nobody can take it away from you. It is yours. Nobody can take it away. So you decide. Cynthia, do you have any last words before we leave?
Yes, ma'am. What I want to leave them with is this. Education is a way of examining your life. Deborah said, find out what it is that you like to do. It's not even so much about what you like to do. What's your purpose? Ask God, what's your purpose? And if you start to examine your life through God, Socrates said this, the unexamined life is not worth living. And then Falcom comes behind him, said the examined life is no picnic either, because you're going to uncover some things that you've been struggling with and haven't made a decision to do something about. Education, if you haven't decided to get your education, that's what Falcom is saying here. You have examined. Now you know better. You know you want your education. You know God would have you be your best. So it's not going to be easy to just put it on the side because you don't want to do it. You don't feel like doing it once God has purposed it in your heart. It's going to be a struggle for you because you can't please God and not follow instructions, because God is very instructional. So if he's pressing on your heart right now to do this and you choose not to do it, you're going to struggle a little bit, boo. That's what I want to say. So thank you for letting me share that, Dr. Fletcher.
All right, mothers and daughters out there, if you need help, like I said, you can go to matriarchnow.com and send us a message. We'd be glad to talk to you. We'd be glad to help you. And you can make it a party. You and your daughter both can come to the Mother and Daughter Bible College. We're waiting on you. Thank you, ladies. I'll be right back.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us at the Mother and Daughter Roundtable, the place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. If you would like to ask Dr. Bessie a question about your mother and daughter relationship, go to contact@matriarchnow.com. That's matriarchnow.com. May the Lord bless your mother and daughter relationship. Blessings. The Mother and Daughter Roundtable is brought to you by Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. If you'd like to make a donation, visit matriarchnow.com.
All right, ladies, that's our show. Goodbye, mothers and daughters. We'll talk to you next week, same time.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.